Hi, I'm Shannon Scott, and this is Learning English with CBC for November 28th, with stories that made news over the past week. A man is dead after being shot by Calgary police on Tuesday. Police say 49-year-old Terrence Weinmeier parked a stolen pickup truck at a mall and went into a shop. As he came out, officers were moving in to block the vehicle. They say Weinmeier was able to get into the truck and put it in reverse. He then rammed a police car as he was trying to drive away. That is when two officers opened fire and hit him. He was taken to hospital, where he died. A woman was also in the truck. She was uninjured and taken into custody. CBC has learned Weinmeier has a lengthy criminal history, including convictions for drug-related offenses, resisting arrest, possessing stolen vehicles, theft, and assault. He was released on bail 2 weeks before his death after being arrested for possessing stolen vehicles. This is Calgary's 9th police shooting of the year. RCMP in Cochrane, Alberta are looking for 3 people they say were involved in the theft of an 8-week-old bulldog puppy. Police say 2 men went to the home of a dog breeder in the community, which is northwest of Calgary. They say the men said they were there to buy a $4,000 dog. But instead, they grabbed the puppy and ran out of the house. When the breeder tried to follow them, one of the men pushed her to the ground. Police say the 2 men then ran to a car where there was a woman waiting. RCMP have released sketches of the 2 men. You can see them on the CBC Calgary website at cbc.ca/Calgary. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. Two Alberta women have come forward saying they were cheated by a scam involving hairless cats. Both women were looking to buy Sphinx cats, which are naturally hairless. But they say they were sold regular kittens who had been shaved so they would look like the rare breed. Holly Rattray says she bought her kitten after posting an ad on Kijiji saying she was looking for one. A man who called himself Trevor started messaging her. She arranged to meet a friend of his in Red Deer to pick up the kitten. Once she had it and was able to inspect it, she noticed it had wounds all over its body. She realized she had been scammed once its fur started to grow in. Rattray says shaving the cat was abusive. But she does say since she bought the kitten on October 29th, the wounds have healed and it now has an orange coat. And Stripes, as the cat has been called, is settling in nicely with the family.